With me on the phone is Neil Conklin, president of Farm Foundation. We're going to be speaking about a new report just released that was commissioned by Farm Foundation on what's driving food prices. Neil, my first question is, why did Farm Foundation choose to commission a report like this?
Well, Cindy, the temperature of rhetoric in the food versus fuel debate, as some people have referred to it, has been rising as rapidly, it seems, as the prices of oil and corn. So Farm Foundation decided that as a catalyst for sound public policy by providing objective information, we like to try to foster better public policy debate. And we thought by commissioning this paper to provide a comprehensive and objective assessment of the forces driving food prices, we might help to make this really a more productive discussion about one of the most important issues facing agriculture today.
Now, when you decided to commission this report, who did you go to for it?
When we first decided to commission this report, we contacted a number of people in academia that we felt were qualified. We needed the report done rapidly, and we settled on a team from Purdue University, Wally Tyner, Phil Abbott, and Chris Hurt, who have delivered this report in what must be near record time.
Basically, what do you think about what they have uncovered with their research and the things that they looked at to figure out what's driving the food prices?
The Purdue team has reviewed literally dozens of reports and studies. They've summarized these studies. They've looked at the data themselves. And I think what they've come up with is a story that's much more complex than what we sometimes see presented in the press. At the same time, if you read this story, even though there are lots of interactions between all kinds of factors, crude oil prices, exchange rates, growing demand for food, slowing growth in agricultural productivity, one simple fact really stands out. Economic growth and rising human expectations are putting ever greater pressure on our global resource base. The real challenge for public and private leaders today is to identify policy choices that will help the world deal with those very real problems that are created by rising food prices in a way that doesn't jeopardize our aspirations for the future.
Now that the report has been done and released, what now? What do you hope will come out of this report?
What we're hoping is that this report will provide policymakers, it will provide people with different sides of this discussion and debate with a good baseline of objective information in terms of what we do know about the story behind rising food prices. We hope it will help to make a debate that's more driven by facts and somewhat less driven by emotion.
Neil, tell me a little bit about Farm Foundation itself. I understand that you're celebrating a significant anniversary this year.
Yes, Cindy. This is the 75th anniversary of Farm Foundation. Interesting timing in a way, I suppose. Farm Foundation was begun at a period of time when there were tremendous problems in the agricultural sector. That they were in those days, they were the problems of low prices and low incomes, and a very different set of problems than the ones we face today. Farm Foundation was created to try to improve the well-being of people in agriculture and rural areas, and today we see ourselves as a catalyst for sound public policy to try to improve the quality of policy making and decision making for policy for agriculture and rural areas. We have a 75-year history of objectivity. We don't lobby, and we don't advocate for any specific issues. So we're approaching this paper and what we're doing here with a real desire to continue in that 75-year tradition.
Well, thank you very much, Neil. That's Neil Conklin, who's president of Farm Foundation. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.